Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Your old buddy Monty James with a Thursday edition of America's Hot Barn Report blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Speaking of which, the HBR crew, which is basically myself and Parker, has been crisscrossing the corn and beef belt the past couple of weeks from Kansas to North Dakota and Colorado to Illinois and everywhere in between. Well, almost. Corn and beans are some of the best I've ever seen in my 50 plus years on this rock. Pastures categorically look great with a few exceptions, with black, white, and red bovines swimming in a sea of grass. The sunflower crop up in North Dakota is as good as I've ever seen it. Tell you what, though, I got caught in the worst thunderstorm I've ever driven in Wednesday betwixt Dickinson and Cannonball, North Dakota. What's usually a two-hour drive took me close to 5 hours with blinding rain, flash flooding in Mandan, and upside-down vehicles in the median. Still, in the midst of all this, motorcycles were right in the thick of it, throwing caution to the wind. Literally. Whatever, man. Yo, we would like to welcome our newest reporting barn into our happy little fam damily, Dace and Jody Harper and the crew at Faith Livestock Auction in the Dinosaur and Charlet country of western South Dakota. Great ranch crew, and they have some big, big yearling sales forthcoming. Yesterday in the board, October live cattle closed up 137 up 182.12. December fats hit 181.60 up 130. Nice bump, but a far cry from the nation's top pack cattle sale, Stockman's Livestock, Yankton, South Dakota, where the top end of the steers hit 201.50.
On the feeder cattle side of the equation, yeah. Sorry, I just like doing that.
September up 217 at 244.35. October rally 217 at 242.10. Good stuff, but not even close, bud, to the 500-pound steers fetching 310 at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota. 700-pound black and red steers hit 274.50 at Platte Livestock Market in the heart of Dutch Country. The crowd at the big barbecue sale at Stockman's Livestock witnessed 540-pound heifers off the Brad Bierma Ranch boom to 302. Great wrestling family, too, by the way.
Brother.
100 hit a 650-pound steers crushed it at 314. Do the math on that. It's all good. We're in the middle of a slow sale week as DTN is questioning the USDA's latest forecast for beef production. Details on tomorrow's show. Maybe. Got some big old honking sales next week as the fall run starts to begin. See video details of the all-star lineup at Hot Barn Report on, you guessed it, Facebook. On behalf of our great stations up and down the dial, Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old USA.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.